Ever stumble across a wine that just says natural on the label and wonder what that's all about?
Well, get ready to uncork that mystery.
Because today's deep dive, we are all about natural wine.
That's right. We're taking a trip to the south of France, the Languedoc region to be exact.
Home to, you guessed it, a natural winery called La Robina. Their website makes it sound idyllic, all rolling vineyards and that certain je ne sais quoi.
And they're all about this idea of natural wine, which we'll unpack in a bit.
But first, let's set the scene a little. We're looking at La Robina's website as our main source today, getting a feel for their philosophy, what they produce, the whole nine yards. Sound good?
Sounds delicious to me.
Okay, so I'm on their homepage, and the first thing that jumps out well, besides the gorgeous photos of vineyards, is this phrase. All wines are fully natural. Nothing added, nothing removed. Now, I don't know about you, but that seems like a pretty bold statement in the world of winemaking.
Right. You see, most wines you find at the store, they've got added sulfites, yeasts, sometimes even a little sugar snuck in there.
Really? I had no idea.
It's more common than you think. But natural winemakers, they see that as, well, interfering with the process. You know?
They're purists.
Exactly. They're all about letting the grapes and the natural environment do their thing.
Which is a perfect segue to our next point. La Robina, they're very proud of their location.
And they should be. Languedoc, it's got this fascinating history. It used to be known for quantity over quality when it came to wine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But recently, it's become a hotbed for, you guessed it, natural winemakers.
So they're kind of leading the charge in the shift.
Big time. And here's why it matters. Languedoc, it's got this incredible terroir. We're talking about the soil, the climate, even the plants growing nearby. And all of that impacts how the grapes taste.
It's like the grape's entire life story is bottled up.
You got it. And within Languedoc, La Robina is located in this special little area called St. Chinian. They even specify that their grapes come from there.
Which I'm guessing must have a specific flavor profile since they're calling it outright.
You're catching on. St. Chinian wines, they tend to have this beautiful minerality, almost like a taste of the earth, you know?
Yeah.
Along with these ripe, dark fruit notes. It's a really unique combination.
Okay, now I'm getting thirsty. So, we've got this region known for its distinct terroir. And then La Robina takes it a step further with their natural winemaking philosophy. What I'm curious about is how do they actually make the wine?
Ah, the million-dollar question.
Because they mention using all sorts of interesting vessels. Clay amphoras, French oak barrels, stainless steel tanks. Is that normal?
Well, it speaks to their dedication, for sure. Each of those materials, it imparts something different to the wine.
Mm.
For example, those clay amphoras, they allow for more oxygen to get in, which can create these really earthy, rustic notes.
Fascinating.
And then you've got your classic French oak barrels. They'll add those lovely vanilla, spice, toasty flavors that people associate with, well, oaked wine.
Makes sense.
And, of course, you've got stainless steel, which is all about keeping things clean and pure, letting the fruit flavors really shine through.
So it's like they're using these different tools to paint different flavor profiles, all while staying true to that natural approach.
Exactly. It's a real art form.
It really is. Now let's talk grapes. Their website lists their 2023 varietals. Grenache, Mourvèdre, Syrah for reds. Pretty standard stuff. Then there's Grenache Blanc, Roussanne for whites. All good. But then, orange wine. Is that made from oranges?
You'd be surprised how often I get asked that.
I can only imagine.
Nope, still grapes. It's all about the way it's made. The process gives it this, well, orange-ish hue. And a flavor that's often described as nutty, complex, sometimes even a little funky.
Funky, huh? See, now I have to try it.
I think you would enjoy that.
And I noticed they're expanding their grape selection in 2024. They're adding Syncol and Carignan to the lineup. Anything we should know about those?
Well, it's interesting because those aren't what you'd call easy grapes to work with.
Mm-hmm.
They can be a bit finicky, you know?
Picky grapes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think La Robina, they're really confident in their methods, confident enough to let those unique grape characteristics shine through.
It's like they're saying, we trust our process.
Exactly.
This has been such a fascinating look at La Robina, and it's really making me rethink what I look for in a wine.
Me too.
It's not just about the grape. It's about the whole philosophy.
The place, the people, the process, it all goes into that bottle.
And it makes you wonder, if more wineries embraced this natural approach, would we start to see even more unique and delicious wines?
And that's a question worth pondering.
It certainly is. Cheers to that.
Cheers.